money. Quickly to Wall. Wall measures. Beal gets open for three. Dagger!
Here comes Pierce with 5 seconds left. Pierce with three. Pierce with two. Pierce following at the horn. It's
gone! Morris, Wall, Beal, and Gortat. Porter can't find anybody. He gives it to Wall. Porter gets Bradley for three.
Hey everybody, welcome to Locked On Wizards, part of the Locked On Network, your daily news from local experts. I'm your host, Becca Winker, also known as @BeccaMVP on Twitter, here with my co-host, Quentin Mayo, @TOQM_. How you doing tonight, Quinn?
I'm good. You do better at my Twitter handle every episode. It's so beautiful.
I know. Practice makes perfect.
Absolutely. Like,
I had trouble the first couple episodes.
Yeah, they used to
be like, wait, what is it? No, that's not right. Like, I'd be like, no, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It's pretty straightforward after several times of practicing. If you can't get it right, then nobody will be able to help you. We're doing great. We're happy because the Wizards have another win under their belt, their second of the season.
Yeah.
They broke a 5-game losing streak, and they beat the Knicks 95-108.
Better late than never.
I'm super happy about that. I feel like they definitely needed this win because they needed to gain momentum, and I think this is going to be a step in the right direction.
Yeah, this was a... it was a bounce back game for sure. You got to take care of home court, and you got to beat those teams that, you know, they're down. Courtney Lee, Porzingis, Kevin Knox, their star rookie. So these are one of those games where you got to assert your dominance. You got to get a win and try to spark some things and change this game with this direction around. I think they took a step last night. You know, I'm always devil's advocate, so I have a few choice words for a few choice people, but they won at the end of the day, and that's always the goal.
I think what helped us most this game is that we kept the Knicks under triple digits. They had 95 points.
Hallelujah.
Tim Hardaway, which has given us, he's given us problems before. He only had 7 points and went 2-for-10 from field goal wise. So that worked out really well.
He can go in the category as like a wizard killer. Or he's like, he's like trying to be a Wizards killer. He's filling out the application. Didn't he drop 50 on the Wizards one time before?
I'm pretty sure he did. I'm pretty sure a lot of people dropped 50 on the Wizards.
That's also true. Yeah.
He usually gives us trouble, and I think they really limited him last night, so that worked out perfect for us. Otto Porter was not there, however, it wasn't a problem. Kelly Oubre stepped in. He did all right, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He had 9 points. He did fine. All the starters contributed offensively. Walt had 26, Beal 22, Morris 16, Dwight Howard 10 points and 10 rebounds, which I think was huge for us.
First double-double of the year, first 10-rebound game from a player not named Otto Porter. So there you go.
This was not a feel-good win, in my opinion, because the Wizards did kind of lose their 13-point lead when the Knicks went on like an 18-5 run. I feel they tied it around 84 towards that. They were catching up towards the end of the third, fourth quarter. They came back and tied it, and essentially it became a new ball game. That kind of stressed me out because, you know, they were, you know, they need to close these games better. I mean, I will take a win any day of the week, but it's the Knicks, you know, like we can't afford to, like, when we're building leads like that, they should not go back down.
I think it's a testament to the second unit. I mean, to get the elephant out of the room here, Scott Brooks went extremely short on these rotations. It almost felt like a rotation of a playoff game. Bradley Beal played 39 minutes. Wall played 37. Beal played the entire fourth quarter. Satoransky threw a bad turnover in the fourth quarter and immediately got pulled for John Wall. So, I mean, I called it a win. It was a talent win. It was a win where they went out there and they won based off the talent of their best players, just because their best players are simply better than the best players on the Knicks right now. It wasn't an all-around good showing, but I mean, these minutes are ridiculous to be against the Knicks. Like, Wall and Beal, 37 minutes plus. Markieff and Dwight Howard, 30 minutes plus. You shouldn't have to do that to beat the Knicks. You need more from that second unit. Austin Rivers, 5 points in 25 minutes. You know, Kelly Oubre did play 24 minutes. I just need more than not single-digit points from somebody that's playing more than 20 minutes, especially 24, 25 minutes. I need more from that. Yamahimi didn't start. It was good to see Jason Smith out there. He only played 5 minutes as well. But you got these guys that have, got a decent amount of minutes thus far. Scott Brooks was in desperate need of a win and definitely rolled the starters and the star players to this victory.
Hoping that our second unit does step up, because we all know that running our star players into the ground does not work out well for us. And they're not superhumans. They need time to rest too. So
right.
Hopefully we won't have to keep overusing them for these games coming up.
And remember, this is supposed to be the deepest bench this team has ever had since, Scott Brooks being the coach and John Wall being there. So, coming into the season, it looked like, wow, Jeff Green and Austin Rivers and all this scoring and talent off the bench. The starters can finally get some rest headed into the postseason. You can do some longer rotations. Well, now we're, 6, 7, 8 games in, and the rotation is cut extremely short. So this second unit has to definitely step up. Austin Rivers has been the most notable because he's the one that's been in the media the most, talking about how he's not used to, having a bad stretch of games, and he needs to be more aggressive. So we'll see. They got to find their rhythm. But hopefully this second unit can relieve Bradley Beal of having to play an entire second half just to beat the Knicks at home. It can't happen.
What if, the second unit just doesn't perform that well? And, I mean, is it wrong that I want to see Troy Brown play? I mean,
yeah.
I don't see him, I wish he would get more minutes. And there's just some games where it's like, okay, if we're getting blown out, why don't, just put him in, that's fine. But I really think he would contribute a lot more than a typical rookie would.
Absolutely.
I've seen it with him, and I feel like he's a great addition to the bench.
Scott Brooks even said that he was, trying to get Troy Brown some more useful minutes heading into this game. And instead, Troy Brown, he only tallied 1 minute, and it was in garbage time. So he said that he was intending to bring him in for some more time, and he just didn't get there. I guess it got a little too close in that. When they had tied the game up. So we'd want to see Troy Brown. I think he has the IQ and the playmaking ability and the defense to hold his own out there with some of the starting guys, or even, a lineup with Austin Rivers or Jeff Green on the floor, just that second unit. He can definitely add a spark. He's just a smart, witty player. So, I mean, if all else fails, if you have basketball IQ, you can definitely earn a spot on the court. So his time is definitely going to come, especially if this second unit keeps playing like this.
Exactly. We just need some more bench production. That's really all we ask. Deepest bench we've had, like Gwen said, in several years. Austin Rivers, Jeff Green, Kelly Oubre. Yeah. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to discuss more of what we saw during the game and what we can hope and expect for the game against the Mavs. Stick around. Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us on Locked On Wizards, part of the Locked On Network. I'm Becca, and I'm here with Quentin, and we're just discussing the game that happened last night, and we got a win. It was so exciting. And I just got to say, being in the locker room after game where they've gotten blown out or they haven't been able to get a win, it was really satisfying to go into that locker room last night and kind of hear what all the players had to say, and the locker room, they definitely, I think they felt relieved a lot, because I think they were starting to worry themselves. You know, of course, they tell the media, you know, we're fine. Like, we just have to remain, you know, communication is key. Like, we'll do fine. But I really think that they feel relieved now that they got this win and they can continue their success. All the players basically said that what helped this game was the defense. They did great. I don't think I've seen all of them work together to play good defense like that in a while. They did force two shot clock violations from the Knicks, which was really good to see. So I'm hoping that they can be consistent. So we've seen it. We clearly see that they, you know, they can put in the effort and they can play good defense. So I'm hoping that they'll carry that into the Mavericks game.
Yeah, and we also forgot to give a shout-out to John Wall. John Wall hit number 500 threes in his career. So congratulations to Mr. Hildred Wall on that milestone.
I mean, he's the best point guard in the East, so.
I don't know.
I'm still, that's a sensitive subject for me.
I mean, he played like John Wall last night. And if John Wall is playing like that, night in and night out, it's clear that he can be the best point guard in the Eastern Conference. But the thing is consistency. I mean, we saw John Wall. What did he hit, 3 or 4 3-pointers? I think he hit 3 3-pointers last night. He had five steals. You know, he was doing the little things. I still need to see him dive on the ground for a loose ball. Like, I don't know if he's afraid of the hardwood or something. I mean, maybe he's tired of falling on every a fast break layup when he's not called for the foul that should be given to him. But I definitely want to see him dive on the ball, show a little bit more effort. But you know, while he had a good game, and if he's playing like that, it's hard, very hard to stop a team of this caliber.
Right. And I'm curious to know, how many turnovers did we have last night?
I think it was like forced or total as the team.
Just total. Total turnovers, how many did we have?
12. No, it was 13. 12. It was 13 turnovers. 13?
That's huge, because last game we had 19, so I'm glad that they were able to get that down.
And then the Knicks had 18 turnovers last night.
And, yep, that's because we were playing great defense, so very happy about that. As far as this game goes, I mean, everything just went really well. Super happy about it. The Mavericks, I don't know, how do you feel coming into this Mavericks game?
I think it's going to be a good test. The Wizards never really play well in Dallas. They've got a great rookie down there in Luka Doncic. I mean, he's not even a rookie for real. He already has an MVP and a championship under his belt. He's established overseas, and he's setting this league on fire right now. So it's going to be a good point guard test. Wall's getting to see a lot of the young. He's taking a tour of all the young talent so far. Trier went at him last night and did not back down, and then he has Luka coming up. Him and Bradley Beal have to take on that task. So it'll be interesting. And then it's another matchup, DeAndre Jordan versus Dwight Howard. That's definitely something I'm going to have my eyes on. Howard said that on a few of the lobs, you know, his injury is still nagging him a little bit. He doesn't have his legs completely under him yet. But he's going to have a rough defensive matchup against DeAndre Jordan. And DeAndre Jordan's going to have to handle him. So it's going to be kind of like a battle of the bodies down low. And you have to remember that I believe Enes Kanter led the Knicks in scoring last night with 18 and 12. He had 18 points and 12 rebounds. So Dwight's going to – he's making his tour as well as some good competition in the post. So we'll see how that happens, how that develops.
And I heard that Otto Porter was probably likely to play tomorrow. Do you think he'll have a good impact? Do you think we need him? How do you feel?
If I was Scott Brooks, I would actually start Kelly Oubre again in Dallas. I loved what Kelly Oubre brought to the table as a starter this game. I mean, as soon as the ball was tipped, Kelly Oubre had the steal. He was just very energetic. I mean, he's not always going to fill it up on the offensive end, but he gives so much effort and compassion on defense that it leads to a lot of these fast break points where he's also rewarded when he can, you know, take an underhanded lob from John Wall. So I believe I would start Kelly Oubre and just kind of work Otto back into the fold. I know it's not a major injury of any sort, But just see what it's like to see Kelly Oubre get some extended minutes, especially, you know, starting off with that first unit, because they did not look bad when he was in there early on. And then maybe Otto Porter can start to find himself a little bit more with the second unit. Still 20 or more minutes from him with the second unit. But just, you know, give him some space, give him some time away from Wall and Bill a little bit, and see if he can operate and find his shot with those guys like Austin and Jeff Green.
That's right. I did notice that a huge difference in Kelly's performance last night when he was starting. I think it kind of motivates him to just get his energy. His energy level is always high, but even more so than the usual Kelly Oubre that we got. I guess, like, aside from that, I love watching Kelly have a dunk last night. It was pretty fun. I always love to see him because he gets pretty excited. He's just, he's crazy, but in, like, the best way.
In the best way.
In the best way. I mean, we're on a road trip here again. It's not nearly as long as the first one.
Thank God.
Thank God, because that was the roughest thing I think we'll probably have to experience this season. That was just the worst. Wizards fans are happy. They really felt like the team put in effort offensively and defensively, which is really, defense is, I always like to think it's just as important, if not more, than offense. And I'm definitely more hopeful, and my attitude towards the Wizards has always been the same, you know, like the talent is there. It's just, it's really up to them what they want to do with it. So I'm confident they can get a win in Dallas. I know it's kind of hard. We don't have a great winning history in Dallas whatsoever. So
no, not
I'm hoping
at all.
That they can come out and pull a win. And yeah, that's pretty much it. This podcast is going to be a lot shorter than the other ones, because I feel like when they lose, there's so many things, like, you know, we have to say about the game. But when they win, it's so easy and it's so much more lighthearted, and it's not, you know, where we're on a rant.
Yeah,
but
we popped off on the last podcast.
I don't miss my rants at all. those were, because, you know, it takes a lot of energy, and then it's like you're so upset afterwards, and it's just, it's a downward spiral with these blowout games.
But how do you feel about Jan Mahimi getting benched yesterday and then down the line in favor of Jason Smith? Do you want to see more of that with Jason Smith instead of Jan Mahimi at the five, especially to relieve Dwight Howard? And they also played a lot of small ball as well. We don't want to discredit that. A lot of times Jeff Green and Markieff were running at the five, so it was really small lineups. But do you like to see more Jason Smith, Markieff, Jeff Green at the five opposed to Jan Mahimi on the floor?
Well, see, it's hard because if you're saying, you know, would you rather take Jason or Jan? It's like, okay, neither one of them are that consistent to the point where it's like you can trust them on any given night. But I think the experiment that Scott Brooks did last night was very successful. And I think Jason Smith, like, he's pretty motivated. And I think, you know, Jan Mahimi isn't always, his reflexes aren't always the best. So I would, for me personally, being a Jason Smith advocate, I would always put him in. And I think Jan, I mean, he should be benched. I mean, this is something that we've known for a while now. And I think now that, you know, Dwight Howard is back and obviously Jan hasn't been productive for us, I think it's great that Scott Brooks is actually considering other things. And we all know he doesn't do that often. So,
yeah, we said that he needed to have, I mean, he hasn't, you know, overtly showed his passion in terms of, like, benching players or making changes to guys that haven't been producing. But this was one step in terms of, you know, a guy that's getting a lot of fouls, not really contributing to a team as much as he did, well, let's say in preseason. So he said, hey, if you're not going to play, you gotta sit on the bench. So I guess it's a step in the right direction. Also, you got to consider matchups. It's easier to go small with this team. But, you know, you got some teams down the line that – you can't always just run Markieff or Jeff Green at the five, even with the second unit, because their centers are so tall, they're so strong. So it's a matchup thing. But to see Scott Brooks we didn't really see him bench him, but we all know he got benched. But I would like to see him say, you know what, he's not playing well, he's not going to play. But I don't know if we're going to see that out of him. But if Otto's not playing well and he likes the way Kelly Oubre fits into the starting lineup, then, hey, Otto, you're going to have to come off the bench and earn your way back into the starting lineup. So I like to see some changes in this lineup, if anything. And I want to see less minutes allocated to just Wall and Beal. I know you got to do what you got to do, but that means that this second unit has to get more motivated to add to this lead instead of make Scott Brooks go into rotation overload and have Bradley Beal playing 40 minutes in a game against the Knicks at home.
That's way too much. I mean, if we were playing the Warriors, I would understand that, but the Knicks are not a team where, you know, we should have to do something like that. Right. And, you know, I'd like to see the passion, too. I'd really appreciate it if Scott Brooks would just stand up to these guys and be like, if you're not playing well, like, I'm going to put you on the bench. Like, you can't, you know, instead of just playing them just because of, I don't know, the circumstances. But, yeah, that's pretty much a summary of the games. Quinn, do you have any final thoughts for today?
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, we're pretty happy with it. We don't have much to say, not because we don't want to talk about it, but because it's pretty straightforward. They did what they had to do defensive-wise. Scott Brooks didn't completely put in questionable rotations. He didn't have very many questionable decisions. Wall and Beal, the rest of the starters, they did a great job, and that's pretty much what it is. So,
yeah.
Wizards fans, if you have anything to say, good, bad, happy, sad, mad, whatever, just at us. At Becca MVP, at TOQM _. As always, you are listening to Locked On Wizards, the best podcast in DC. A little biased, but it's part of the Locked On Network, and we will see you soon.
See ya.